Yirmi Yahu Parak Mem Aleph Pasuk Tes Vav Le'ilan Ishmas Betzal Tzavi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. So as a short recap, previously on Game of Lack of Thrones, because the throne is gone now, Yishmael ben Nesanya, who may come from Gerim and a royal family of non-Jews, or who may come from even Malchus Beis David, which several of the Mepharshim give credence to, has decided to assassinate Gedaliah ben Achikam, the Babylonian appointed royal governor, because he's a traitor, he's a quisling, he must die. And so with only 10 men, this small band of terrorists goes into Mitzvah and murders Gedaliah and massacres all the people who were with him and protecting him, Jews and Babylonians alike, grab 80 men who were simply on a pilgrimage, men who didn't know until the very last minute that the Churban had even occurred, and massacre 70 out of 80. The last 10 managed to convince him to barely keep them alive. And then takes a bunch of women and children as captive, and now they're going to Amon, his patron, George Soros. Sorry. V'Yishmael ben Nesanya nimlat b'shmona anoshim mipnei Yochanan. So amidst the chaos of the survivors desperately running to Yochanan, amazingly, Yishmael ben Nesanya and 8 of his 10 murdering men managed to escape. They managed to get away. And so, Vayelech el b'nei Amon, they went over to Amon, which had paid them. You know, you're spying for the Soviet Union and you get traded at the bridge in East and West Germany and Berlin. And then, oh, what was his name? Rudolf, oh, I don't remember his last name. There was a movie called Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks in it, where a little man spies for the Russians and then ends up in Russia, but very unhappy for the rest of his life. Although he had a Russian wife and a Russian family, it's not a wonderful life living among the communists of the 1960s. So now, Yishmael ben Nesanya has done it. And so he escaped and he made it to the land of Amon. There is no mention of Yochanan trying to chase him down. What about the last two? Were they killed? Did they just switch sides? No way of knowing. Tezayim v'ikach Yochanan ben Karech v'chol sarei achayolim asher ito eis kol she'eris ha'om. So Yochanan ben Kareach, the defender of what? There's nothing left now of the Jewish community of Eretz Yisrael. Gedaliah was, collaborator though he was, our last hope to maintain even just a remnant of a civilization in the great land that had had the Beis HaMikdash until less than 2 months earlier. So Yochanan and all of his officers took the remnants of the people, Asher Heshiv Me'is Yishmael ben Nesanya, who had managed to returned somehow alive from the terrible weapons of Yishmael ben Nesanya. He took them in HaMitzvah. Achar hikos Gedaliah ben Achikam, after the assassination, after Yishmael had murdered Gedaliah ben Achikam, Givarim Anshei HaMelchama, men, soldiers, Benoshim, women, Betaf, and tiny infants, Besarisim, and servants, presumably not necessarily eunuchs, but one doesn't know, saris, Asher Heshiv Migivon, who he brought back from Givon, where they had encountered Yishmael and his small merry band of murderers. Yazayin Vayelchu Vayeshvu Begeirus Kim Hum. And so they went and they dwelt in a place called Geirus Kim Hum, which is where Asher Etzal Beis Lachem, near Bethlehem, near Beis Lachem, Lachas Lavo Mitzrayim, to prepare to go to Egypt, which is where the mass of exiles from Yerushalayim had ended up, some of them in Bavel, some of them in Egypt. So what's left of Eretz Yisrael gave up. What's left of Israeli society is gone, is massacred, and they seem like the only possibility of escape is to run to Mitzrayim, to run to Egypt. Why to run to Egypt? So Rabbi Breuer says they had survived a difficult period, but worse was yet to come. Yochanan had become a leader of the leaderless. Everyone feared that the Babylonians would exact a terrible vengeance for the murder of their governor. So it seemed that the only possibility of escape lay in flight to Egypt, And on their way, they made one last stop at Gerus Kimham. Gerus Kimham, Rashi says, might have been an inn, a motel, where they rested. But Kimham, like in Mahuma, they're in an uproar. They're running for their lives. And why are they running for their lives? Yudches ben Mehakastim, ki yoru mipneihem. They're running away from the Babylonians because the few who are still alive are worried that they're going to be blamed. And it's all going to be on them. Various Mefarshim point out they could have stayed. They were victims just as much as anybody else at the moment. They were not collaborators with Yishmael, clearly not. The assassination of Gedaliah was not their idea. But nevertheless, Kihiko Yishmael ben Nesanyo as Gedaliah ben Achikom asher ifkid melech bavel ba'aretz. The Kastim are going to be angry because their appointed governor has been murdered. And they're afraid to get caught up in everything. And maybe they're in a panic because they simply do not know what to do. So they figure, let's go to Mitzrayim. But as Rabbi Breuer says, was he the right man for the task? And that's hard to know because he made a decision right now out of panic. He made a decision completely out of fear. And his decision to run for it may imperil the lives of everybody who's with him. And not only that, but up until this point, they didn't ask the Navi whether they should do this in the first place. Because remember, Yirmiyahu HaNavi was still there with them in Mitzpah. Somehow he missed this entire terrible massacre. But now they're going to stop and think about it and say, maybe we should ask the Navi what to do, because we have simply no idea.